Joining us is Dr. Leah, of course, who is going to give us our one-minute health tip. So good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning, ladies. How are you?
We're excellent.
Good. Well, today's health tip is on lung health. And with a lot of stuff that's been going on lately, taking deep breaths is going to be really helpful for not only calming us, but keeping our lungs healthy. It's such a basic thing. Deep breathing. And that's with a lot of colds going on and cold and flu season coming up. I've been seeing a lot of people with upper respiratory infections, pneumonia, bronchitis. It's just really coming on. And some of the best things for our lungs, of course, exercise. Mm-hmm. And I think exercise is because we're breathing deeper
right.
and getting more airflow into our body. But just, of course, not smoking. That's kind of basic. I think everybody knows that. But some of the biggest things that do really help to keep the, some of the biggest herbs that really help keep the lungs healthy are things like coltsfoot.
Say that? What?
Yeah, coltsfoot.
Coltsfoot, like a horse. You know, colt. Coltsfoot, lung wort. Well, that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
Mullein is really good. Nettle leaves. I mean, those are a few. And these are not fresh nettle leaves. These are dried.
Yeah, they get stuck in your throat.
Fresh ones would kind of sting you a little bit. But some of those mixed up in a tincture or a tea are really good for the lung health, keeping the you able to breathe deeper and keeping things coming up, because some of those things kind of actually help to keep things not getting down there and settled into the lungs. But another thing that is also really good for the lungs is our keeping our skin healthy. Our skin's our biggest organ, and for thousands of years, the Chinese had believed that the skin is the sense organ for our lungs.
Oh.
So people with eczema mm-hmm. or other atopic skin conditions can eventually develop asthma. The AMA has seen that. The American Medical Association has noted that people with eczema have an increased risk of developing asthma. And that's because we put all this hydrocortisone and things to suppress the skin problem, and it goes deeper. Oh. Energetically, it goes deeper into the lungs.
Oh, my gosh, Dr. Leah.
Yeah, so treating the cause of it, ideally, allergies and other things, it will stop that from happening. And at a young age.
Well, is there anything you can do once you've had eczema and then it goes into asthma? There's nothing you can do.
Well, it depends on the severity of the asthma. I have a lot of people on omega-3 fatty acids, which are like fish oil and flax oil, to help heal.
Uh-huh.
But also finding out what their underlying allergies are, because that's a big factor in any kind of skin stuff.
I see.
And also grief can cause lung problems. That's another connection. The emotion for the lungs is grief, is sadness. So people that have a lot of grief and sadness in their life have a lot more pneumonia, bronchitis, and just have a tendency when they get a cold for it to go right to their lungs.
Well, you know, it's always interesting because personally I used to get sore throats all the time. I'd be interested in why that is. And then I had a friend that every time would go into bronchitis.
Mm-hmm.
And we always wondered, well, why is hers bronchitis and mine's throat? But I guess with Chinese medicine there would be a reason. So this was really an aha moment for me to think about people that have grief, that then they better take care of their lungs even more, the breathing and the exercise.
Yes.
Well, like
deep breathing is so easy to do.
Well, like you said, too, Christopher Reeves, you know, who was Superman, died, and then his wife got that terrible lung cancer.
Right, and there was no pre-existing condition for why she had that. But, you know, that's a factor. My mother had never had gotten lung problems. But when my dad got ill with leukemia, she developed pneumonia. And she's had lung issues ever since then.
Wow.
And so that's not uncommon, but it's a connection.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not the only thing, but it's a connection. But just the deep breathing right now to calm our anxiety, keep our stress levels low is a huge help.
Well, that's good. That's an excellent, excellent tip today, Dr. Leah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You can find Dr. Leah on chatwithwomen.com. She's just Johnny
She's
on the
gone.
Spot. But she knows we'll take care of it, so go to Chat with Women. Her cute little picture's right there on the homepage. All you have to do is click on it, and you can contact her, because she is. Look at that. That was a very good tip.
Very
that's
good.
Very interesting.